This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ghislaine Maxwell, the co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein, who is serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking, has been moved to a different prison. The Bureau of Prisons confirmed to ABC News Maxwell was moved from a Florida minimum security facility to an all-women prison camp in Texas. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
We don't know from the Bureau of Prisons or anything on the record about this, the reasoning, but typically it could be done, for example, for security reasons. That usually would be the reason. So it's not totally unusual if that's the case. But the significance of this is that, of course, it comes right after, frankly, just a little bit over a week after Maxwell met behind closed doors with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
President Trump announcing a new tariffs plan going into effect in 7 days. All countries will have a 10% levy on goods into the U.S. Dozens of other countries could face anywhere from 15 to 40% hikes. That uncertainty playing out on Wall Street. Stocks are down. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the sheriff's office completed an investigation following information brought forward alleging that a registered sex offender intentionally photographed minors in Vernon County. In late March, the sheriff's office received a report from the La Crosse Police Department indicating that during the execution of a search warrant at the home of a registered sex offender, digital storage media was found containing photographs of minors believed to have been taken in Vernon County. As a result of the investigation, Jonathan R. Stotts, 41, of La Crosse, was identified as the source of the photographs. Findings of the investigation to date have been forwarded to the Office of Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher for review. The Sheriff's Office is recommending a charge of registered sex offender intentionally photographing minors for a total of 24 counts. Jonathan Stotts was convicted of trafficking of a child, party to the crime, in La Crosse County Circuit Court in November 2023 and required to register as a sex offender for 15 years. Stotts is currently facing multiple felony charges in La Crosse County stemming from a La Crosse police child pornography investigation that began in February following a cyber tip. The Vernon County photos were subsequently discovered during their investigation. Stotts has remained in the custody of the La Crosse County Sheriff since his arrest on March 25th. The investigation continues. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477 or submit a tip online at p3tips.com. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild, flirting with 80. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why? great.
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Forever Young Designs artist Spencer Young. And it's a Barband Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr brings new music from the best Wisconsin bands.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Not Aaron Zomers today, a special producer engineer, Parker Olson, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody. TGIF. It is Friday. I got it wrong yesterday. I was a day early, but today really is Friday. It is August 1st, 2025. Welcome in, everybody. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And Parker Olson, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Todd. I'm glad to be here. It's a fun place to be.
Thank you very much. We always like you having to fill in. Zomers is out today. A little, nothing major, but he's taking the day off. That's fantastic.
The traffic was slow.
Parker, yes, the traffic was slow where he was coming from. But not to worry, Parker Olson, a seasoned vet that he is now on mornings of Pat Kreitlow, producer for Mr. Kreitlow every morning between 6 and 9. Now, normally, Parker, would you be taking a nap during this time of the afternoon?
You know, usually I try to watch your show, Todd. I really enjoy the Todd Albaugh Show. However,
wow, nice. Thank you.
Nap time does usually cut into my Todd Albaugh intake.
In other words, I have a great antidote to put him to for his sleep deprivation. I put him to sleep.
I may have fallen asleep to the show once or twice before.
Several people do. You're not alone in that. No. Well, we'll try to keep you awake. Do you need anything? I should have offered before the show, but we could send somebody out. Luke Mathers is here. We could have given you coffee. Do you need donuts?
I'm not a coffee guy.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. No, I just take a
slap. How do you do morning radio without coffee? What's your drink of choice in the morning?
Oh, I just slap myself in the face. That's all. Quick and easy.
It's quick and easy. Well, there's that. But water? Tea? What do you drink in the morning?
Water. Just straight
really?
Up water. Yeah. I don't
Man,
even,
you're healthy.
I have water and I have a bag of fruit snacks in the morning. That is my day.
What a healthy guy.
I don't know if
Pretty
that's
healthy.
Quite what we'd call it.
Well, regardless, glad to have you here. Thank you very much for filling in for Zomers. He'll be back on Monday. Big show for you today coming up in hour two. A What's Worse edition, it's a liquor or liqueur edition today. So we'll be playing What's Worse in hour number two. Also talk, the State Fair kicks off this weekend, underway right now down in West Dallas. Most people would say Milwaukee, but it's West Dallas proper is where the State Fairgrounds are at. We'll be talking, what's your favorite part of the State Fair? What's your favorite fair food at the State Fair? Talk a little bit about that. And other, if you're not down in the southeast Wisconsin, if you're not driving down there, there are plenty of other festivals this weekend. We're going to be talking about some of the other big festivals. We're in August now, Parker. I can't believe it. And this is kind of the transition month, right? From summer kind of into fall-ish. I hate to even say that.
Don't use the F word. Jeez.
You're right, I shouldn't. Not on the air. Yes. But it's the dog days of summer. You ever hear your grandparents or parents use that term?
I think I've only heard dog days of summer in terms of baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of an old time term for August. meaning that it gets hot, although today it's not bad at all, but hot and kind of sultry, and you hear the frogs and the crickets, and it's just long days. It's those dog days of summer where the dog just sits on the front porch and sits there and sits. It's
been a hard day's night.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It certainly has. So we'll talk a little bit about the dog days of summer. Now we're getting, people are saying there is no sound. We're working on that.
I will work on that.
If my sister were here, she could do sign language. I don't know sign language. So we're on top of it. We're on top of it, folks. We're working on the sound. Thank you very much for that input. So that's going on today. Also coming up here after the first break. So right around the 22 minute mark here in this hour, I'm going to give away some, or start to give away some Milwaukee Brewers tickets. It is Free Ticket Friday. That means that it's your opportunity to text in via the Civic Media app. After the upcoming break, going to give you a word, and you have until 4 o'clock to text in the word. And if you're the lucky person drawn by the computer randomly, you will get 4 beautiful tickets in our club-level seats, cushions, air-conditioned concourse right behind you. The concessions are dedicated just to the club level. It's fantastic. And it'll be for the game next Friday, week from today, August 8th. The Brewers against the Mets, 7:10 in the evening for these tickets we're going to give away here after the break. So stay tuned. Going to give you some tickets for that. Brewers back in action after being off yesterday. They traveled out to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. And the Nationals taking on the Nationals this afternoon. First pitch at 5:45. That means that pregame show will get underway right around that 5:15 mark. So Brewers trying to get back on the winning track. They won 2 of 3 from the Cubbies in Milwaukee in the middle of the week here. Still, I believe, a half game ahead of the Cubs. I'll double check on that for you. But they're still ahead of the Cubs in the NL Central race. They had off yesterday after losing to the Cubs on Wednesday and trying to get back on track against the Nationals. You can hear those games, that game, on many of our Civic Media stations on the Brewers Radio Network, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and now WBZH in beautiful Hayward, among Ooh. Many of the channels.
I like when we expand our Brewers. Yes. That's what I need.
Absolutely. Very good. Matt Egger. Watching on the YouTube channel, we have sound. So well done, Parker. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
It was all thanks to the handsome and capable Luke Mathers.
Oh, he's very capable indeed. So thank you, Lukester, for helping us. Now, some people would say, some people would say I'm better off without sound. But then they got to look at me, and that would not be good at all. So thank you, Luke. Thank you, Parker. We have sound now on the old stream. So anyway, the Brewers tonight, or this afternoon, 5:45, first pitch in Washington, D.C., against the Nationals. But you're a Brewers fan, aren't you, Parker?
That I am. I am a very proud Brewers fan who is okay with the fact that we didn't do much at the trade deadline. Yeah. I am perfectly fine with that.
You know, there was some saltiness on the online. People were getting a little angry at the Brewers that they didn't do more. But I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm right.
I was saying to Kreitlow the other day, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't need anything to disrupt how the clubhouse is going. Josh Hader trade.
Right, exactly. I just checked the standings. Brewers are indeed a full game ahead of the Cubs right now, 64-66. The Cubbies are at 63-45. So there you go. Brewers still in first place in the NL Central.
I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, we'll be giving those tickets away here and just starting to your ability to text in, I should say, and win those tickets. So if you haven't got it, here's what you need to do. Download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite Apple or Android device. Go to your search bar for apps. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll come up. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. There you go. At least that's she used to call the CBS This Morning app that. And I feel like if we knew her, if she has an open invitation to come on this program anytime. And she's welcome to bring her best friend Oprah as well.
Yeah. I'd love to meet Oprah.
We would love to have them here. And I bet if Gail knew about the Civic Media app, I feel like she would call that a deal as well.
I would think. It seems like a good deal. I didn't know that she called things a deal until you started doing it. I think you might be making it up.
No, I am completely 100% serious. That's what she calls it. All right. Anyway, it's coming up on 15 minutes now past the hour. of 2 o'clock here on a Friday afternoon. I want to start here. This was breaking. I guess I should say quickly, many thanks again to Phil Nee and all the crew at WRCO, WRCE in Richland Center. I did the show there yesterday, and wow, what a great time we had. And they were raising money. I have the T-shirt on right now, speaking of Euchre. This year, the GRACE, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Team, raises money for this organization locally in Southwest Wisconsin every year. This year's theme, in honor of the late, great Bob Euchre, who himself was fighting cancer, is Cancer, Get Up, Get Up, Get Out of Here. And this morning, they concluded their radio auction, which we talked about yesterday. We participated a little bit before our show yesterday. And the final numbers today in the WRCO, WRCE radio auction in Richland Center to fight cancer, partner, as my granddad would say, almost $28,000.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome.
So congratulations to not just the team up there at WRCO Richland Center, but also to all the great sponsors, all the folks that bid on those items as well. But $28,000 is what WRCO's folks up there raised to fight cancer. So congratulations to them. Anyway, we did the show up there yesterday. So I was driving back to Madison this morning, and this broke on the way back from CBS News. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting said today it would begin winding down its operations after its funding was eliminated by the Trump administration and Congress. The CPB is a private nonprofit founded in 1967 that serves as a steward for funding for public media. It provides funds to 1,500 local public radio and television stations, as well as PBS and NPR. It employs about 100 people. President Trump signed an executive order in May instructing the organization to cease federal funding for PBS and NPR. In June, the House approved a White House request to claw back $1.1 billion in already appointed federal funds from the CPB. The Senate Appropriations Committee and Committee's 2026 appropriation bill eliminated funding for the CPB for the first time in over 50 years. Stepping away from the story for a second, so just to clarify, it wasn't just in Trump's bill that they took the money away. They clawed back. In other words, they went back to monies that were already approved and signed into law to the tune of $1.1 billion. Now, I don't know if you know anything about public broadcasting or the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but these folks, it's not a bloated agency. It's not really an agency, but it's not a bloated organization. They do a lot on a little. And over $1 billion in clawbacks, let alone no new funding, is a huge deal. And will have a dramatic effect. And just to be clear, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting provides funds to public radio and television stations, so PBS and NPR, but it's not the exclusive funding. I've reached out to a couple of folks here locally in Madison that are involved with Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Broadcasting. It broke very, very late, about an hour before the show started, so we're still waiting to hear back from them. But having worked a little bit with those folks, but around them, this is going to have effects right here in Wisconsin on Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. We've already seen Wisconsin Public Radio eliminate programs based in Wisconsin and also eliminate staff. And what's so sadly ironic to me is that public television, public radio, which does provide, is provided some funds, but largely from private funding, but it provides a small amount, but a very important amount of public funds, is being eliminated essentially by government. And when I say eliminate, I don't mean Wisconsin Public Radio and Television are eliminated or going away yet. But hear now news today that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will begin winding down its operations. Gonna come back, give you the word of the day, your chance to win free Milwaukee Brewers tickets, four of them. And then also hear from the late, great Mr. Fred Rogers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org. or wherever you get your podcasts.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us on a TGIF edition of the show. Coming up a little bit later, a liqueur edition on a Friday, appropriately enough, of what's worse today. And talking about this breaking news story over the last 90 minutes or so that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has announced this afternoon, it's shutting down. Done, gone. Organization said in a statement it told employees that a majority of staff persons will quote-unquote conclude when the fiscal year ends on September 30th of this year. The CPB did not say exactly how many positions that was. Quote, a small transition team will remain through January of 2026 to ensure a responsible and orderly closeout of operations, unquote, according to the organization. Going to have dramatic effects across the country on both public broadcasting services, national public radio, and ultimately will have some kind of effect, yet to be seen exactly how deep and far, on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio, already struggling, by the way. Going to hear from Mr. Rogers from years ago via the miracle of digital editing and videotape. But right now it's 24 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Time once again for Milwaukee Brewer Free Ticket Friday. Let's go, Parker.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
Ooh.
That's right. It's Free Ticket Friday. Your chance to win 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets. This one for a game. And remember now, Luke Mathers, the keeper of the Brewer, he goes down to Milwaukee County Stadium, i.e. Miller Park, i.e. AmFam Field, and he meets at home plate with Bud Selig, who still does the ticket giving away.
Really?
And former Commissioner Selig gives Luke Mathers an allotment of tickets for the year. He takes all of the tickets and he puts them in a well-worn leather satchel, which he rubs with synthetic mink oil to keep it in good shape. And he stores it under Funk and Waggle's porch and has been there since noon.
Is that the secret?
And occasionally he pulls out some and he gives them. So here's the, that's a long way of saying this is for a specific game. You can't trade this out. You can't say, "Ah, oh, Luke, I won these, but I can't." No, no, no. He doesn't want to hear it. You understand? And so this is for a game next Friday, August 8th, against the Mets at 7:10 in the evening. Again, for August 8th against the Mets at 7:10 in the evening, you must be able to go to that game. This is for 4 tickets in the club-level seats. Download the Civic Media app. Open it up. The first 10 stations are the ones that we are on. Click on one of those in the lower right-hand corner. It will say text. You click on that. And now I'm going to give you a word, and you have until 4 o'clock to text it in. The word is gold. The word is gold. G-O-L-D, as in green and gold. All right? The word is gold. G-O-L-D. Text the word gold right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody at 4 o'clock, the computer will randomly draw it. Somebody's going to win 4 tickets to the club-level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers next Friday, August 8th, against the Mets at 7:10. The word is gold, G-O-L-D. Make sure that you text correctly, because if you misspell something, the computer doesn't like it. It will say, "No way." All right. Gold, G-O-L-D. The word is gold. Text it on the Civic Media app right now for you to be eligible for those Brewer tickets. All right. Back to the story at hand here. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting announcing it's going to wind down their activities by the end of next month in September. Let's go to the phone line, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton calling in. Matt, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, Todd. Thanks again for what you do. This is just another part of the retribution. The owning the libs has nothing to do with money. And I'm tempted to say that a lot of this stuff, this gaslighting that Trump constantly does on his social media, and this NPR funding, everything to hurt the left, hurt anyone who isn't MAGA, I feel like they're trying to provoke not so much a civil war, but for us to overreact so that he can bring in martial law and fully have the dictatorship that he dreams about. What do you think? Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Matt. Thanks for listening, as always. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of the cruelty is the point. He knows that the Trump administration knows that this is something that's near and dear to a lot of folks' heart. And unfortunately, I think he miscalculates that somehow he thinks that everybody who likes Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, and great television, and Ken Burns, that somehow those people never vote Republican or never vote Trump, and that's just not true. I mean, how many people like Wisconsin Badger hockey games? That's also oftentimes on Wisconsin public television. A lot of people get their news and information from Wisconsin Public Radio. They don't all vote a monolithic Democratic or liberal or progressive. But I think the cruelty is the point, and I think Matt is right to a degree, Matt. I think that there is a certain amount of, hey, let's gin these people up a little bit, and they'll start going off about this. And that will take away, to some degree, from the bigger headlines, the Epstein files not being released. Trump going off and saying he basically wants a coup against Jerome Powell at the Fed this afternoon. By the way, the stock market is down. Jobs reports coming in below expected. Inflation on the rise. Trump doesn't want us to talk about that. Wants us to get angry, like Matt said, to a degree, and fire people up. But I think this deserves some time spent on breaking this down. because I do think that this is an issue that cuts across partisan lines. We're going to come back, going to hear this clip from Fred Rogers. It's really great. It cuts to the heart of what American values should be. Don't go anywhere. Pam Yonke, Farm Report, up next. We'll be back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Flavor is on the menu at Wisconsin Pork Association's Pork Shop at the Wisconsin State Fair. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. Morgan Warwick is the Program and Marketing Director at the Wisconsin Pork Association. Where can you find the Pork Shop? It's across from the Coliseum and the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. The food stand is serving up butterfly pork chop sandwiches, pork burgers, and America's cut pork chop on a stick. The pork is raised local to the Midwest. Much of it coming from Wisconsin.
A lot of it's coming from the Midwest. So a lot of, you know, some of it's Wisconsin and some of it's from surrounding states as well. And our goal is, you know, hopefully we can eventually do all of that. But we also do have a Wisconsin-raised program that we're promoting here. And so our customers will see QR codes posted around our pork shop and the seating area that will take them to a list of producers and processors that raise Wisconsin pigs and process them here in our state as well.
While you're at the Wisconsin State Fair, now through August 10th, you're going to want to make Wisconsin Pork Association's Pork Shop a part of your food stop. Morgan Warwick joining us from the Wisconsin Pork Association. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
Join the Midwest Farm Report on Wednesday, August 6th at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Starting at 9 a.m., visit us at the Rank Seeds booth, number 616, near the food court, for a special hat exchange. Bring your hat and stop by to say hello and get a new hat. Tell them the farm team sent you.
We'll also be broadcasting at 11:30 a.m. in booth 669 on Central Avenue with Rural Mutual Insurance. Learn how the number one farm insurer is keeping Wisconsin strong with premiums paid here that stay here. Learn more at Rural Mutual.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Wisconsin is ramping up efforts to get more of our farm products onto plates around the world. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced the third round of export expansion grants. This supports seven projects aimed at growing dairy, meat, and crop exports. The grants are part of the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports. This is a program launched to boost the state's export numbers by 25%. It's making progress. Wisconsin now ranks 12th in the nation for ag exports. That's up from 13th just a few years ago. With this latest round, we'll be gaining ground toward the top 10. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild, flirting with 80. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. This week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins the show to talk about the launch of her campaign for governor. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on Friday, August. Yes, it's August 1st, 2025. I cannot believe it. Think about it, Parker. By the end, I saw this on one of the morning shows, Madison Morning TV this morning, I think Channel 3. We lose like 80 minutes of daylight between today and the 1st of September.
Oh.
Is that crazy?
No, don't tell me that.
I know.
Because
the sun rises later and then it sets earlier by the end of August. And think about it, the Wisconsin Badgers football team, they're practicing right now down at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Because Parker went, he's a proud graduate recently of UW-Whitewater. It's a fine institution. Back in the day, Whitewater and Platteville were bitter, bitter rivals. Aren't they still? Not really.
More, actually, now.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, Platteville's beat Whitewater in football a couple of times.
That's true.
In the last, like, 4 years, they hadn't beat Whitewater in, like, 20 years. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Anyway, the Badgers are doing their summer, whatever camp it is down there, preseason camp at Platteville, and by the end of this month, they're in one of those first games on a Thursday night. That should tell you where ESPN thinks of the Badgers. Oof. This year. They're opening their season on a Thursday night at Camp Randall. So by the end of this month, we'll have already had one full game of regular season Badger football on the air. And don't forget, many of our stations across Wisconsin, once again, carrying Badger football as well as basketball. So, that time of year, already starting to talk about that. All right, don't forget, we are right smack dab in the middle of free ticket Friday giveaways for four club-level seats at AmFam Field for the Milwaukee Brewers. It is for a game on Friday, week from tonight, August 8th, against the New York Mets at 7:10 in the evening. You must be eligible and able to go to that game. You may not trade it in for a different day or night. You have to be able to go next Friday, August 8th at 7:10. If you are, either open or download the Civic Media app if you don't have it on your Apple or Android device. It's free. Open it up. The first 10 stations are the ones that we are on. Open one of those up. On the lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on text. And then text the following word, gold, G-O-L-D, as in David, as in green and gold, but the word is gold, just gold, G-O-L-D. Text that right now to the Civic Media app, and at the 4 o'clock mark, the computer will randomly select somebody who texted in the word gold correctly, and you will be on your way to the Brewers a week from tonight. You and three of your friends, family, just pick somebody up off the street.
Maybe you can take your dog.
I don't think so.
No?
That'd be funny, though. We've discussed that, Parker, on this show. Wouldn't it be kind of fun? I think it'd be a fun bit.
Oh, boy.
If I were on the street one day and we randomly chose somebody from the street and say, hey, do you want to go to the Brewer game with Todd tonight? And then you film it and you do a whole bit of a random fan or a random person going to the Brewers game with me Now, as my former broadcasting partner Kevin O'Connor is fond of saying, it has great potential, potential for disaster. It could go either way, because if you get the wrong person, you're stuck with them for like 6 hours, which could go very, very poorly.
This sounds fantastic.
I know, to you, yes.
Yeah, I think I would love to be a spectator of this.
Right?
I don't know that I would want to be the one with the rando. Yes, that is the correct term for that.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the truck with the rando and Todd. All right. That's why it's never happened so far. But maybe. Maybe in the future. All right, text the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. You can take somebody you actually know, you and three of your friends. Next Friday, August 8th, text the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, to the Civic Media app, and you will be eligible to win at 4 o'clock. All right, back to the story. I want to play this Mr. Rogers cut for you. Earlier, we talked about breaking over the last 90 minutes or so. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the funder of one of the funders of NPR and PBS, says it will end operations by the end of September after federal budget cuts. This all stems from Donald Trump signing the executive order in May, instructing the organization to cease federal funding to PBS and NPR. Then in June, the House approved a White House request to claw back an additional $1.1 billion in already appropriated federal funds from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. The Senate Appropriations Committee's 2026 appropriation bill eliminated funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for the first time in over 50 years. Sometimes you can learn a lot by history. Most of the time you can. Our friend Matt Flynn, always fond of saying, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke until and unless you know history. So let's go back to a little bit of history for you. Back to May 1st of 1969. Fred Rogers, host of the new program at the time, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, appeared before a Senate committee in front of Senator John Pastore, Democrat of Rhode Island. And Pastore served as the chairman of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Communications and is well remembered for taking part in this 1969 hearing involving a $20 million grant for funding for PBS and the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, proposed by former President Lyndon Johnson, fellow Democrat. Then President Richard Milhouse Nixon, a Republican, wanted to cut the proposed funding in half to $10 million due to demands of the Vietnam War. Mr. Rogers, as we said, host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, appeared before the committee to argue for the full $20 million. We're going to pick this up. At this point, there's been introductions made. Fred Rogers said, if I read this to you, Mr. Chairman, it's going to take 10 minutes. So I just want to talk. And Senator Pastore says, well, will it make you feel better if you just do it? He didn't seem real thrilled. And Fred Rogers said, no, I just want to talk to you if I could, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, go ahead. And Fred Rogers has said, look, there's a lot of things out there, these cartoons that really don't serve an educational purpose. But what our show does is talk about real issues with children. Here is Fred Rogers' testimony before the United States Senate from 1969.
We deal with such things as getting a haircut or the feelings about brothers and sisters and the kind of anger that arises in simple family situations. And we speak to it constructively.
How long a program is it?
It's a half hour every day. Most channels schedule it in the noontime as well as in the evening. WETA here has scheduled it in the late afternoon.
Could we get a copy of this so that we can see it? Maybe not today, but I'd like to see the program.
I'd like very much for you
to see it. I'd like to see the program itself, or any one of them, you see.
We made 100 programs for EEN, the Eastern Educational Network. And then when the money ran out, people in Boston and Pittsburgh and Chicago all came to the fore and said, we've got to have more of this neighborhood expression of care. And this is what I give. I give an expression of care every day to each child to help him realize that he is unique. I end the program by saying, you've made this day a special day by just your being you. There's no person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. And I feel that if we in public television can only make it clear that feelings are mentionable and manageable, we will have done a great service for mental health. I think that it's much more dramatic that two men could be working out their feelings of anger. Much more dramatic than showing something of gunfire. I'm constantly concerned about what our children are seeing. And for 15 years, I have tried in this country and Canada to present what I feel is a meaningful expression of care.
Stop right there if you could, partner. This is Fred Rogers from the testimony of the U.S. Senate in 1969. When Richard Milhouse Nixon wanted to cut the funding for Corporation of Public Broadcasting in half, Rogers appearing before the Senate committee to get the full funding. I'm going back in time because about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, it was announced that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down in light of Donald Trump's cuts to the program. Parker Olson on the board today for Zavers. Parker, you ever watched Mr. Rogers growing up?
No, I don't think at all.
It wasn't a big deal when you were that big? For my generation, it was huge.
No, I mean, I don't know when it stopped airing, but yeah. I will say, though, in that clip, I was genuinely kind of moved there when he was talking about mental health. And this is in the 60s.
Right. And that's, thank you, because that was kind of one of the points in playing this is that Fred Rogers was so ahead of his time in as a child psychologist, as a teacher, as an educator, who knew that, hey, you know, it's better to help kids, children work these feelings and emotions out when they're young so they don't grow up to be men and women that have suppressed, repressed feelings and don't know how to deal with their feelings. And maybe we can actually stop some of this. Even back, as you said, the 60s, gunfire, gun assaults. We can stop abuse. We can understand one another if we learn as children the fundamentals of how to deal with our emotions. And it was so far ahead of its time, and it was groundbreaking. And for many of us who grew up in this era, I don't want to go too far, but it really was your television friend. If you felt like you had no one, you knew that Mr. Rogers was there to watch. And I think it undoubtedly saved a number of people from death by suicide or from alienation or feeling like they don't belong. It was groundbreaking. Let's continue this. This is Fred Rogers finishing up his testimony from 1969 in front of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Communications.
I'm the host, yes. And I do all the puppets, and I write all the music, and I write all the scripts.
Well, I'm supposed to be a pretty tough guy, and this is the first time I've had goosebumps for the last 2 days.
Well, I'm grateful not only for your goosebumps, but for your interest in our kind of communication. Could I tell you the words of one of the songs which I feel is very important?
Yes.
This has to do with that good feeling of control, which I feel that children need to know is there. And it starts out, what do you do with the mad that you feel? And that first line came straight from a child. I work with children, doing puppets in very personal communication with small groups. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right? What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop anytime.
We're going to stop right there for a second. We're going to pick up. We'll finish it up when we come back. Fred Rogers testified before the Senate in 1969. And the results from the senator are fantastic. Stay with us. Finish up after this.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons. From ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here we go. Let's hear a little bit of Mr. Rogers. Here we go. Coming through the door, about to come through the door, in the wonderful set of PBS's Mr. Rogers. And here he is.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always
and with that,
wanted to.
Many of us who grew up in the 70s and 80s, like even to the 90s, saw Mr. Rogers come through that door every afternoon or evening at Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. So it was for those of you who might not have seen it, Mr. Rogers, live real person on this show, and they had a series of puppets, and there was a trolley in the house, a little plate. Large, like scale trolley, like a train, and it would kind of go back behind the wall, and that was the neighborhood that the trolley would then would take you to the neighborhood of Make Believe, which was a set of a castle and a neighborhood, and the trolley, the same trolley, would go through the neighborhood, and there'd be all the people there, or most of the people, would be puppets. And Fred Rogers did all the puppets, all the voices to the puppets. And then there were a couple of live characters that would appear in the neighborhood of Maple Leaf and also appear in Fred Rogers' house as well. So that was kind of the people that kind of made it go together. And he dealt with these issues such as getting a haircut, which can be really, really scary for a little kid the first time you get a haircut, or perhaps, I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong, but I believe I'm right in saying that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was the first time that a black person and a white person had their feet, bare feet together in a swimming pool. And the character of the I believe delivery person. Oh, what, that was Mr. McFeely. Maybe it was the mailman. I don't know. It was a character in the neighborhood. No, I know. It was the cop. It was the neighborhood police officer on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was a black man. And it was a hot day, and Fred Rogers had a little kid's pool out in front of his house, and he has pants rolled up on his feet in it. And he invited the black police officer to come, and he's like, are you sure it's okay? And he said, yeah. And they put their feet in there, and he's like, look, our feet are exactly the same, except your skin is different than mine. But isn't it nice we can have our feet in the water together? And it was a very subtle way of saying it's okay to chill out around people that don't look like us or don't act like us or sound, that we're all humans. And it was just a great program. And so I want to finish up. Parker backed this up, and I appreciate it, Parker. This is Fred Rogers concluding his testimony in 1969 to the U.S. Senate because they had asked for $20 million. Former President Johnson had appropriated $20 million for PBS and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. By this time, Richard Milhouse Nixon, Republican, was president and wanted to cut it to 10. And the senator, John Pastore, a Democrat, was the Senate chairman of the subcommittee listening to Fred Rogers trying to decide whether it should be 10 million or 20 million. It was stuck at 10. He wanted another 10, Fred Rogers did. And this is in light of the news today that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has announced it's going to close down by the end of September, essentially, because of the Trump cuts to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Here is Fred Rogers concluding with this song that he had written called What Do You Do With the Mad That You Feel from 1969.
Groups. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right. What do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady and a boy can be someday a man.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Looks like you just earned the $20 million.
And the Senate room erupts in applause. Chairman Senator John Pastore, I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Looks like you just got $20 million. After that appearance, after Pastore and the senators heard that, the following year's appropriation increased PBS funding from $9 million to $22 million. It was a day and age when words mattered, when intent mattered, when people were willing to listen and say, I don't need a report to just hear something like that and say that's innately good. We need to take a relatively small amount of money in Washington, D.C. and put it towards our kids. And today, because of pettiness, because of spite, just to be mean, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting announced that it is shutting down operations by the end of September after the Trump cuts, not just the cuts, but clawing back. Trump and Senate Republicans, congressional Republicans, clawing back $1.1 billion in federally already approved and made into law federal funds from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Look, I if there are large issues out there that you think are important, that's one thing. But can't we just come together for our kids, for goodness sake? It's a sad day in America. Sad day indeed. And Donald Trump and congressional Republicans are responsible for the end of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Stay tuned. Hour two is next. Don't go anywhere. The Civic Media Radio Network.
Together again.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A weaker-than-expected jobs report for July and downward revisions for May and June. President Trump is blaming the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying he should be fired. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
He is saying it's because of his frustration with those jobs revisions. The new numbers now for the May and June jobs report. The president taking issue with this and also making an accusation with no evidence behind it that there were fake numbers put out last year during the election season.
Since taking office, President Trump has touted the labor statistics jobs report showing an increase in monthly jobs. Santa Barbara police say three people were stabbed in an overnight attack and one victim has died. Police say a suspect is in custody and says it appears the incident began as a fight. And Tennessee authorities are searching for a man accused of killing three adults and a teen. Police say the suspect is armed and dangerous. This is ABC News.